And from Janet Mason, the Monotones, Randy Rainbow, and Aretha Franklin performed some of the music you heard, and Kim Wilson composed and performed our theme music.
You are listening to the WGXC Acra 90.7 on your FM dial, and WGXC.org on your smartphone or computer.
Jazz on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra. The Jazz Disturbance on Thursday evenings from 7 to 9:30 brings you jazz and improvisational music. From Bix to Monk, from traditional to funk, from scat to swing, and everything in between. Join me, Cheryl Kay, for the Jazz Disturbance, Thursday evenings from 7 to 9:30 on WGXC, 90.7 FM, Acra, hands-on radio. And on the World Wide Web at WGXC.org.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Get Happy, every Wednesday from 3:30 to 4 with me, Stella. I can't wait to get started with today's show, for a lot of great songs are in store. Here we go. The first song that I'll be playing today is called I Got the Sun in the Morning and the Moon at Night by Doris Day. It was written by Irving Berlin in 1946 and was first introduced by Ethel Merman in the hit musical Annie Get Your Gun. The show was so popular that MGM made a movie out of it with Betty Hutton as the lead. Her version was very well known and is still famous today. Called Music Maestro Please by Ann Lehner.
Thank you. night. I mustn't think of him. Music, maestro, please. Tonight, tonight I must forget those precious hours. But no hearts and flowers play your lilting melodies. Ragtime, jazz time, swing any old thing to help me ease the pain that solitude can bring. He used to like waltzes, so please don't play a waltz. He danced divinely, and I loved him so. But there I go tonight, I mustn't think of him. No more memories. Swing on, tonight I must forget. Music, maestro, please.
Music, maestro, please. Now the next song is one of my all-time favorites, called How About You by Judy Garland. This song was written by Ralph Freed in 1941 and was originally sang in the film Babes on Broadway with Garland and Mickey Rooney. It immediately became a wonderful classic, and many stars have covered it, like Rosemary Clooney, Jack Benny, and lots more.
Girl meets boy, life can be a joy, but the note they end on will depend on little pleasures they will share. So let us compare. York in June, how about you? I like a Gershwin tune, how about you? I love a fireside when a storm is due. I like potato chips, moonlight motor trips, how about you? I'm mad about good books, can't get my fill. And Franklin Roosevelt's looks give me a thrill. Holding hands in the movie show when all the lights are low may not be new, but I like it. How about you? To dream of fame, maybe I'll shine. I'd like to see your name right beside mine. I can see we're in harmony. Looks like we both agree on what to do, and I like it. How about you?
That was How About You. The next song is another favorite of mine called There's a Small Hotel by Jack Whiting. It was written by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart in 1936 and was first used in the musical On Your Toes with Ray Bolger. The song quickly became successful throughout the Depression and World War II with 25 recordings and features on TV and film. Enjoy!
I'd like to get away, honey, somewhere alone with you. It could be oh so gay, honey, you need a laugh or two. A certain place I know, sweetheart, where funny people can have fun. That's where we two will go, darling, before you can count up one, two, three, four. There's a small hotel with a wishing well. I wish that we were there together. There's no bridal suite, one room bright and neat, complete for us to share together. Looking through the window, you can see a distant steeple, not a sign of people who wants people. When the steeple bell says good night, sleep well, we'll thank that small hotel together. Pretty window curtains made of chintz in our make-believe land. On the wall are several cheerful prints of Washington and Cleveland. Go down into the parlor and feast your eyes on the moose head on the wall. Perhaps you'd like to play the organ. They tune it every other fall. The garden will be like Adam and Eve land. No, they never did go in for carriage trade. They get what is known as marriage trade. Oh, when the steeple bell says good night, sleep well, you very small hotel, we'll peep into our little shell, and we will thank that small hotel together.
That was There's a Small Hotel from 1937. The next song is called I Don't Know Enough About You by Peggy Lee.
I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. Just when I think you're mine, you try a different line, and baby, what can I do? I read the latest news, no buttons on my shoes, but baby, I'm confused about you. You get me in a spin, oh, what a stew I'm in, 'cause I don't know enough about you. Jack of all trades, master of none, and isn't it a shame? I'm so sure that you'd be good for me if you'd only play my game. You know I went to school and I'm I'm nobody's fool. That is to say, until I met you, I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. To say until I met you, I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. I know a little bit about biology and a little more about psychology. I'm a little gem. I guess I better get out the encyclopedia and brush up on From Schmur to Schmoo. Cause I don't know enough about you.
That was Peggy Lee. The next song is called Deep Night by Rudy Valley. This song was written by Rudy Valley and arranger Charles Henderson in 1929. It was a very well-known song in the Great Depression and was even featured in two movies, Bonnie and Clyde in 1967 and My Own Private Idaho from 1991.
Love me always and be mine alone. safe in the arms of love.
The next song is a classic called Unforgettable by Nat King Cole. It was written by Irving Gordon in 1951 and was first covered by Nat King Cole later that year. It immediately became popular, and throughout the 1950s to now, it has been recorded 50 different times. This is definitely my favorite version.
Unforgettable. That's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far. Like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. That someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
That was Nat King Cole. So, unfortunately, our time is just about up for today. Our last song is called I'm Sorry by Brenda Lee. It was written by Ronnie Self in 1960 and is known as one of the finest teen songs of the era. It quickly peaked to number one in the charts and since then has been covered numerous times. Even now, it's still very famous. I hope you enjoyed today's show and I can't wait to see you next time. Have a great week! Bye.
I was such a fool.
One more song.